My guest today, Shiva, is a force to be reckoned with. I loved her energy, her passion, her vibe, her strength. This girl is a warrior woman, and she has a mission on this planet, and I love her heart and her passion and everything about her. So Shiva shares in the interview how she was taking a stimulant medication for 18 years and how she's been off the stimulant medication for 12 months and the changes that she's been through in her body, in her spirit, in her mind. And she's put together this incredible detox book. She's going to share this more in the interview, but I really love her for speaking out because, you know, it's not about, it's such an interesting one, this, isn't it? Because we want to do the right thing by our kids. We want to do the right thing by each other, right? You know, I've been so prudent in not ever making anybody feel bad if they choose to medicate their children or themselves, you know? But I also feel that we need to be educated and we need to understand the decisions before, or we need to understand it before we make those decisions. And often that information isn't there. You know, we speak to the doctors and the experts and they will tell us this is the most proven form of treatment for ADHD. I don't have that experience myself. I can only ever come on what I've learned and how medication didn't work for us. And we had to find a different path, but that's just us, you know, that's just my path, my journey. But it was incredible speaking to Shiva about what she went through as a child and as a teenager, as an adolescent, and as a grown-up being medicated with a stimulant medication. And I love the fact that she is educating people. She's working with a doctor as well, this ebook that she's created. So she's working with a doctor. So she wants to make sure that she does the right thing and says the right thing because, you know, it's a tricky topic. But I love her. I love what she had to say. She just didn't leave anything behind, which is what ADHD is about. ADHD is incredible because it gives you the gift of freedom of speech. You want to speak your truth. You want to speak what's on your heart. And this is one of the true gifts about ADHD. I flipping love this interview. And you're going to learn so much, whether you are a mama or a dad, or whether you're an adult that's going through this, you're going to learn so much from Shiva. Hey everyone, and welcome to the ADHD Mama Podcast. Today's guest is Shiva Rohani from Tennessee, but she's now living in Los Angeles. I connected with Shiva on Instagram. She is amazing. I am so excited about this interview today. Shiva, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So first of all, tell us what exactly it is that you do.
Oh, I do a little bit of everything. I found my passion in the fitness industry about 15, 16 years ago. So I co-owned two gyms, Title Boxing Clubs in Nashville, Tennessee. And about a year ago, I moved out to LA and now I am consulting wellness companies on the marketing and social media and business side, as well as fitness trainers and online entrepreneurs that need help with kind of creating their brand. And then I also health coach and help people that were on Adderall and have ADHD and kind of help them navigate and get, you know, the right supplements to help them out and get off the medication. So wow. Yeah, I do a lot.
Amazing. So you, even when you said that you were doing all that, you can just tell, wow, this woman has ADHD and she's learned to use it as a gift because
yeah, I'm all over the place.
Woohoo, that's amazing. So I want to take you back because we connected, you talked about how you know, you were helping people. You had this ADHD, is it the ADHD detox?
Yeah. So I'm in the middle of creating the ADD detox guide with, my friend, Dr. Kalstein. We are working on a program that is going to help people who do not want to use the medication and it's not beneficial for them to wean off of it, and teach them how to do it in a way that's not as detrimental and hard. You know, it, more than anything else, I feel like I don't want people to go through the process that I had to go through to get off of it. So now that I know the tips and tricks, I want to help others. And I think that a lot of people are still being educated that there are supplements and holistic routes to fixing this. So, so yeah.
That's brilliant. And you know, coming from a different place, I'm really so passionate about teaching mums that we have a child that has ADHD, I have ADHD myself, and that you do have an alternative route, because people don't think they have this alternative route. They just think, I've been diagnosed with ADHD, now I must take the medication. And there's so much stuff out there. So I think it's incredible what you're doing. So good.
100%. I fully agree with you. And I think my biggest target too is teaching parents that, you know, first of all, who your kids are at the age of 10 or 12 or gosh, even 7, you know, is not going to be who they are at the age of 33. And as we go through, you know, telling my story, you know, I am having to relearn a lot of things because of a medication I was on for over 17 years. So, so yeah, I definitely, you know, there's a lot of other avenues for those parents so that their kids don't struggle later on in life.
So tell me, take me back to you being a child. What was it like for you? And when did you get diagnosed with ADHD?
Yeah. So, you know, before my hormones kicked in, I would say around, you know, 10 years old, I was a very calm, sweet kid. Really didn't have any behavioral issues, no problems at all. Well, my hormones kind of kicked in. The only thing I did always struggle with was anxiety. I did have, you know, issues in school. Test taking wasn't great for me. I'd get super nervous. And so, you know, ultimately when it came to, I had to go back a grade in fifth grade, because my, you know, they wanted to put me into private school and my grades just weren't where they needed to be at. And so, yeah, I did struggle, you know, a lot in school. And then we got to high school and the behavioral issues started, and I wouldn't be able to sit through classes and I would be an absolute mess. I would, you know, try to go to the bathroom 14 times to get out of class. And then my teachers, finally met with my parents and were like, your daughter needs to get on medication. And so my doctors were saying the same thing. And my parents are parents who, they don't drink alcohol. My mom won't even take Advil. They're very, very nutrition-oriented, holistic people. And it was a very hard thing to say, okay, well, a doctor's telling me, a teacher's telling me that my child needs this to succeed. And so we went to a psychiatrist, you know, and got me tested, spent a lot of time getting me tested. And I was ultimately diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and ADHD. Wow. Around the age of 13 or 14, which I think that it should have started, you know, that process probably had started a long time before that. But so, yeah, so they started me on 40 milligrams of Adderall. My grades went from, you know, C's to A's. But I also had multiple panic attacks and was in the hospital a couple of times. So, you know, it was this double-edged sword because I was so anxious. I remember being so anxious and so nervous that I struggled in other aspects of my life because of it. So, yeah, I started taking that. It took a long time for me to figure out a dose that actually worked. So, you know, when to take it, you know, if I should take it with food and all of the different things. And so, I got the grades I needed to, but socially in many aspects, I struggled a lot.
So what were your struggles, Sheba? What would you say? You said there about you've got the grades. So on paper now, you know, for the teachers, for your parents, it's looking good for you as well, for your self-esteem with your grades. But what were some of the things that were affected then?
Yeah. I would say my biggest issues were my anger. I would lash out on people. I would lose it on my parents. My parents and I had a very volatile relationship in high school and in college. And then, the alcohol started, right? So in high school, I wanted to be accepted and, you know, be in the cool crowd and whatever. And so I started drinking. And so, that kind of took the edge off of my anxiety, and it just was kind of a tumble into the world that I lived in. But I'd say more than anything else, it was the highest level of anxiety, and anger outburst that I couldn't help. I remember losing it. And then 2 minutes later being like, what did I just do? And not understanding why I would angrily lose it. And it was because I was on so many stimulants. So, wow. So yeah, that's kind of where I struggled the most.
So with the medication, the stimulant was for your ADHD. Did they give you anything for your anxiety and depression?
They did not then. I started to dabble in the anxiety and depression medications starting in college. And so, I actually tried to go to therapy for a really long time. It didn't help. I would say also the biggest thing is I didn't care about connecting with people. If someone made me mad or bothered me, I cut them out of my life. I was done with them. Right. So move on to the next, because I would really say understand emotions, you know? So it wasn't something that I could really comprehend with people. I also didn't understand why people weren't on my level, right? So, yeah. So why am I up here and no one else gets this? Like, figure it out, right? And so it was a constant struggle for me to, you know, keep and form relationships for long periods of time, because I would just kind of lose it on people. And then, yeah, the anxiety and depression would happen too when I would go out and, you know, most college students did this, would binge drink on the weekends. And on medications like that, you go into more of a depression because of it. So that was always a problem. So yeah, I started to try to take depression medication. It made me very erratic once again. So, and I would even say more than anything else, as much as it's supposed to keep me focused, I would rush through things. So in many aspects, you're supposed to really pay attention to details and make sure that you're patient and making the right decision. I lacked patience in doing things. So oftentimes I would make the wrong decision because I was so quick to try to run through them, right? So yeah, those are kind of the biggest things I saw that Adderall was detrimental for me.
And did you have any, growing up, did you have any friends who were also taking Adderall who'd been diagnosed with ADHD?
Yeah, tons of people. And I think more than any other period of time, college was the worst. And it was probably people who weren't prescribed the medication that were taking it. And so there were so many of us that took it together that it was like, people would line up out my door to ask me for Adderall. Like, everyone wanted it. So it was like, one, the cool thing to do. Two, it was, you know, of course everyone wants it. It helps you finish things faster and do things faster and feel smarter and feel more confident, right? Mm-hmm. So, so it was the cool thing to do. Everyone wanted it. And now that I'm off of it, I see those people's behavior and what it does to them now that I'm no longer taking it. I can pinpoint their behavior and how it's very similar with every person that takes it. So, yeah. And I think more than anything, I am someone who has taken it for I took it for 17 years. Other people took it recreationally, or they would take it for a year. And then there was the factor of there's the big part that was not cool is that it suppressed your appetite, right? So it made me quote unquote skinny for a very long period of time. But then I would go through these spouts where I would gain a ton of weight because my body was so out of whack. So I also thought that this pill was allowing me to stay skinny, when as now, I am in the best shape of my life being off of the medication than I was before. Yeah.
Hey, so, yeah. That sounds good. That's brilliant. Go yeah. you.
Yeah.
So what was it like for you coming off it? What have you gone through over the last 12 months? Kind of talk us through the beginning and, you know, the journey that you've gone on, the ups and downs I'm sure you've gone on over the last 12 months.
Yeah. So I'll say, what was the reason why, first of all, to start out with, why did I decide to just finally get off of it?
Yeah,
I saw a pattern in my life. You know, as a business owner, I think the biggest part for me, this is the first thing that was so very important for me to be successful in. And let me just say this, you can't lose it on people. when you're a business owner, you've got to be very understanding. You've got to have patience in teaching people. You have to understand someone who's not on your level or knows, you know, what you're doing and how you do it. And I just couldn't, I got so OCD with little things. I would get so frustrated with my business. Like, why is this not fixed? I would pick little things apart that ultimately in the bigger picture weren't very important. And I found myself in a pattern. As much as I wanted to change, for some reason, no matter how much I tried, Dale Carnegie training, mm-hmm. You know, all of these big courses that I would take, I would always circle back around to making the same mistakes over and over again. For some reason, I just couldn't snap out of it. And I got to the point where I was like, maybe I cannot help this. Maybe this is just a reactionary thing because of something that's being put in my system. But after being on it for 17 years, you tell yourself, this is just me, right? This is just me. So I realized that I got so stressed out and so anxious when I was trying to taper off my medication. I tried about 3 or 4 times, by the way, and I couldn't do it. But this last time, I was just very sick of the place that I was in. And I was like, I'm going to do it and I'm going to move across the country when I do it. So I made 2 very big decisions at the exact same time, but I realized what was more important to me in my life. I was so driven by money and success.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's all I cared about. Money, success. That's all I wanted. I didn't care about, you know, marriage or, you know, building more relationships and, you know, all of that. So I just was ready to make the change. And the process started with me trying to taper off. And I think I had gotten myself so anxious at that point that I couldn't get out of bed for a month. I went to multiple different doctors and just, I thought something was physically wrong with me. I told myself, okay, this can't be mental. This can't be, you know, what is this? I didn't understand it. And more than anything else, I now know that it was just medication withdrawal.
Gosh.
So just like someone who's going to rehab, I was probably going through the same things. And when I realized how bad the side effects were and how bad the withdrawal process was, I told myself, if it's that bad that I am struggling so badly to get off of it that I can't even function and get out of bed for a month, that tells you how toxic whatever I'm putting in my body is. I had gotten off of all my medications, by the way. It wasn't just my Adderall. I got off birth control. I had to stay on a little bit of an anti-depression medication because the depression had gotten so bad. But I went to a functional medicine doctor. I went to my practitioner. I went to a psychiatrist. I spent thousands and thousands of dollars trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And ultimately, I just needed to give my body the nutrients it needed and then mentally work on healing myself to really get through it. And I think because of all the different things I kept trying, it was also putting my body out of whack because I didn't know what to take and what was actually happening with my body.
Sure.
So yeah, I went through a lot. And the biggest struggle was the brain fog in the beginning. I think that not being able to form sentences. And when my job was marketing and sales, you know, I'm the person who can sell something in 2 seconds. I'm the person who can carry on a conversation with a wall. I can talk to anyone. And I one, didn't want to be around anyone. And two, was very slow. I couldn't function. And it was a very scary feeling. I kept telling my parents, I was like, is this going to get better? I don't understand if this is something that's, you know, going to be different. And so am I permanently stuck like this, right? Like in my head, I thought, okay, Adderall has made me dumb, you know, or Adderall has made me less intelligent, and I'm never going to get my intelligence back because it's just ruined my brain so badly, and my endorphins and my serotonin levels and whatever. So I went through a whole, process, and I could go into a long spiel of details, but I finally found the tools that worked best for me. And then I started to really share my story online, because every single month that I went through the process, it got better. I did have to also go through the detox process of my depression medication, because at one point I felt that if I could function in life without it, I wouldn't have taken the antidepressant medication. But at that point in the process, I couldn't even function without that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the right tools. So if I had the right supplements and I knew exactly what I needed to be taking, I think it would have been a little bit different for me. And that's why I'm creating the ADD Detox Guide.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. So now, as I continue to heal, and every single month I get better, and I've gone through all the blood work you can get. I've done gut. I've really focused on gut health. My biggest thing to say to people is that when you're going through the first 3 months of the process, I used to work out every single day. I didn't focus so much on my nutrition, because when you're on Adderall, you don't really have to focus so much on your nutrition, even though I was in the fitness industry. And I had to actually switch that. I had to hyper focus on my nutrition. I had to stop drinking, because that was something that was going to, as a normal person might have a couple of drinks and they would be fine, I would have a couple of drinks and I would immediately plummet into a depression. That's how sensitive my body was in the first 3 months. So I had to change a lot of things, and I'm so utterly blessed to have gone through the experience for a few reasons. Because one, I'm able to understand the process, and I'm able to show other people that their experiences are exactly the same and very similar to mine in many aspects. So now I can talk people through a process that is just starting to come out. As the opioid, you know, epidemic is happening, in my opinion, the next is going to be the stimulant epidemic.
Yeah. Oh, it's already here for sure.
It's here for sure. Yes. So yeah, that's number one. And number two, I learned how important nutrition is for your body. I would preach it. I would tell people how important it was for your body until you go through it. And you yourself see the benefits of eating greens 3 times a day and adding things in my diet that I had to, and it would immediately make me feel better, was mind blowing to me. So, from someone who's been in the industry for years and has preached it for years, but it was very cool to understand too that, okay, as I used to do such high intensity workouts, my body actually now doesn't need those high intensity workouts as much. It wasn't something that my body actually worked really well with. Every person's different. But for me, I learned that maybe I'll do high intensity twice a week now. But I mainly focus on Pilates and low weight sculpting. That's something that works for me personally now. Whereas it was the opposite for me. I was so stimulated that I needed to get all of that aggression out through very, very high intensity, like, exhausting me almost with a workout, which now I can't do. So I've learned a lot of what would be best for my body now. And it's been a journey. I'm not going to say it's not, but I do business differently. I form relationships differently. I understand people differently. I'm happier. I look back at myself a year ago and it makes me cringe at how I used to act. And I just didn't get it then because I was on it. Yes, definitely. So do I think that maybe I had struggled with anxiety more than I did ADHD? Probably. And that's another thing most people don't understand is that you could be diagnosed with ADHD, but really you struggle with anxiety, which is going to cause ADHD.
Yeah.
So, I've learned a lot, and I will never go back because I've now helped, you know, just through coaching and talking with people and through this online platform, I've been able to help a total of 10 people get off the medication.
Wow, that's amazing.
And that I don't even have a program yet. It's just simply through the motivation and helping them understand what they're going through, you know, and some people are different. My experience was different because I think I was on it for 17 years. And I think that, you know, a big fact that most people don't know is that the longer you're on a medication, the more side effects that are going to start seeping through and the more issues you're going to have. I had, you know, thyroid issues and all of these things coming off of this medication because my body was just trying to fight. My immune system was so low. So, you know, it's made me understand the body. It's made me understand how much it was affecting everything in my system. You know, the bloating that I always thought, you know, I always had an issue with, that's no longer. And I often feel like it was because of the medication that was, you know, not help, like messing with certain parts of my body. So I think that it's something that when you're off of the medication, you will really understand.
Yeah. It's interesting because, it's really interesting because I have a lot of mums that reach out to me when their child has been diagnosed and then they realize, oh my goodness, I have ADHD as well. I was one of these people, right? So I started to read all the books and I started to think about my school reports and school and everything. And I just pieced it all together. I met with this really, really great psychologist. He was really thorough and I really, really appreciated that. And he even spoke to my family about when I was younger. And then he diagnosed me with ADHD, but he said to me, which is really interesting, he said, but you're managing it really well. You know, obviously you've got your book, you've got your business and it's a credit to you, but you have ADHD. Therefore you need to take the medication. You need to go and see a psychiatrist and you need to have a prescription for stimulant medication. And I said, but why, if I'm functioning well, I haven't got any issues. It's all, you know, it's all going great. You've even said that yourself. I don't feel like I need the medication. And for 20 minutes, no disrespect to him, he's doing his job, but for 20 minutes, he tried to talk to me about, I must have this medication. My husband was there and he said, you know, I feel like you're really kind of trying to push her into this. She doesn't need it. You know, she doesn't need it. If I was there saying, look, I'm broken. I can't, my brain's not working. Please help me. But I was saying, look, it's going great. You know, I'm using it as a gift. I'm hyper-focusing. My hyper-focus has become ADHD and sharing that, you know, with parents. And he said, yeah, but you have ADHD, so therefore you must need the medication. And I thought, wow, are we really stuck in that?
Yeah.
And I didn't take it. I didn't end up getting the appointment with the psychiatrist, you know, thank the universe for that one. It didn't happen. But I just thought there's a lot of mums, a lot of women now that are being diagnosed and a lot of women are thinking, okay, well, this is what I need to do. So this is such amazing advice to women that you don't need to do that. You need to look at your anxiety, your mental health, your.
I also want to point out a great point of situational versus long-term issues. Okay. That's another big problem that someone's struggling. Why do most people go to the doctor? Okay, hopefully everyone out there is getting their yearly checkups, but oftentimes you're going to the doctor because you're having trouble with something. Therefore, if you're going through something in your life that is causing you to have a increase in anxiety or an increase with ADHD or whatever that looks like, or you've taken on too much, or you're working and doing something that's probably not best for you as a person, you might be diagnosed with something that you don't have.
Yeah,
so when I talk to people, I'm like, how long have you been struggling with this specific issue, right? So what does that look like? And if you continue to struggle with something after you have tried, listen, I'm not gonna tell everyone that medication's never, ever, you should never take medication, whatever, whatever. Maybe there are some times and places where medication is needed. In this specific scenario, I say, why not try cognitive behavioral therapy and supplementation and meditation and things that are going to, courses on organization, and really talking with people who might have the same issues and problems with you that you do, working on those things first. And if none of that works, then go to the quick fix of medication if you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
But there's other options. So my thing is you heard my story. Do you want to go through that process if at any point in time you start to feel the side effects?
Hmm.
Why go through that when it could be something that you could take 2 or 3 months to really work on? And ultimately, you're learning a task, right? So I wish as a teenager, I had sat down and learned how to do certain things. And it's correcting myself over and over and over again until I fix that. And then over the years, you figure out, okay, this is what I do great, and this is what I don't. There's a place for everyone in this universe. Just because you have ADHD doesn't mean you're not going to be successful, but maybe you're in a job that you probably aren't going to be suited for. You know, so that's another thing, is that you start down a career path and you're like, okay, wait, now you're in this career path and you're like, okay, is this the right thing for someone like me? So, you know, there's a lot of different, gosh, there's so many different areas to look at. But I will say this time and time again, Adderall is detrimental to so much more in your life. I'd rather be poor on the streets and not make any money than be on a medication like that ever again. I just rather. So
that's huge, isn't it? And what would you say? What would want your one bit of advice? I have so many parents that listen to this podcast. They've got this child. The same situation, you know, the teachers are talking about your child's not concentrating. You've been there, Shiva. I've been there with my own daughter. What advice have you got for parents? Number one, if they want to get their child off medication. And number two, if they haven't tried medication and they want to try something different first.
Yeah. So there is a long list of of supplementation that you can use. And that is going to be very helpful for children. And a lot of those things include vitamin B's, vitamin D's. I've got a specific company that I work with that actually the supplement that got me off of, I'm actually not supposed to say that. supplementation that helps more than anything else are a mood boost. So that would be like a folate, a B12, a vitamin D, magnesium for the brain. There's certain magnesium for that. But there's these combinations that you can actually use that really focus on the neurotransmitters in your brain, as well as stuff that, you know, are nootropics. You know, there's certain things out there that are way better than taking that. And so that's my biggest thing, is figuring out the right supplementation. I think that getting blood work and seeing what areas your child is lacking might be very beneficial, but there, you know, that's the guide that I'm trying to create, is giving an overview. Like turmeric's a great one because, you know, it's really decreasing inflammation in the brain. There's a lot of different things that can be used. And so if energy is an issue, there's matcha, there's maca, there's lots of those type of things that you can kind of implement depending if you're a child or an adult. And then, you know, there's a long list. It just kind of depends on the person and trial and error. As for, that's for people who are looking to get off, the people who are trying to get their children off of a medication. Mm-hmm. Once again, you're adding in those supplements to help them easily wean off of the medication. And then you have someone who understands that and is able to work through someone with cognitive behavioral therapy. So psychology, the mental aspect of this is very, very big. And if they don't have someone to talk through what they're feeling and what they're going through, that can be a problem. So, you know, and not, those are the two avenues. I would say the mental aspect of working with a psychologist and then finding the right supplementation with a holistic doctor that is able to help. And try those avenues first. And then find what areas that they are good at, you know, and boost them up in those areas. That's my advice more than anything else, is try something else first. You know, those are the two things that are the most important.
So good. Shiva, thank you so much for all of that. It was just amazing, just incredible. Yeah. And so just all of that just sings to my heart. There's so much happening now. There's like a big movement, especially in America, with the talking about natural ADHD, at support for parents and looking at things like gut health and deficiencies and heavy metals. Yeah. And it's a really, I think it's an exciting time. There's a definite shift, and it's way overdue, and it's really amazing to hear you and to be such an advocate for this. So thank you so much. So how can people tell us how we can follow you, how we can find out about your detox book and everything else?
So if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Shiva Fit, S-H-E-E-V as in Victor, F-I-T, Shiva Fit. And then, I'm working on my website right now, so it's just a process. I've kind of just gone through the whole course and want to make it great for you guys. So that's where my website will be up very, very soon.
Amazing. Thanks, Shiva. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If you would like more information about myself, my journey, and how I can help and support you and your family, please head to my website. I also host weekly workshops and live Q&As in my online sisterhood membership. So if you'd like to know more about this, please head to my website, susieparker.com. If you would kindly give me a beautiful review on iTunes, I would be forever grateful. And also please make sure that you follow me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, because I'm always posting support and tips and tricks on there for parents all the time. I can't wait to connect with you again. Thanks, guys.